So this morning, Jake and I took apart an old Maxstar 200 gigabyte hard drive. NASA platter. And there's another one that sounds pretty much the same. And we also got out of it...
magnets.
Two very, very strong hard drive magnets. And I have a couple other hard drives in my collection that I eventually want to take apart as well to get all of the pieces out, because I'm never going to use these drives again. And I thought, instead of them rusting away in a crate, it's so much more fun to do fun things with them. And if you listen to this noise, when the two platters hit together, you hear that? Makes this high squeaky noise. You hear that, Jake?
Ooh, that's like, oh, ow.
It's completely weird.
Look, it moves. It moves. And they stick together because the table's so thick, though.
Yep.
But they actually move together. So fascinating.
So we have these two great things out of hard drives, and I would encourage anyone that has a couple of Torx screws to take apart a hard drive and get the two magnets out, because they're really, really fun.
But the shield was actually magnetic. We thought
yeah,
it was,
we thought
like
it was screwed down the entire time. It was not.
No.
And had we known that, we would have been able to do this about half an hour to an hour earlier.
Yeah, it was like it took us like nearly an hour to do it.
But we have learned stuff today.
Oh.
It was very fun to learn these things. So my next test is I'm going to spin one of these platters on the floor, probably the kitchen floor, because it is not carpet. Also, it'd roll very well. I mean, I can simply just take this platter and roll it out the door.
Oh, wow. You said where the umbrella stand was. Like,
see,
you got
just
it
rolls
there.
Happily.
It just rolls.
Lovely stuff. What have you done? What did you do?
I put one magnet down, then I put the ball, and then I put the other magnet down, then I put the ball, and then they just like went like crazy.
Why don't you take the ball and one magnet to the table over there, and then put the magnet under the table and grab the ball and make it roll?
Like the flat one works better.
So much more fun.
The ball literally moves everywhere.
Yep, you can literally control it.
Oh,
I've put a platter on the door handle. You can spin it on the handle. Hi, Alice.
Oh my god.
We've had a crazy morning, huh?
Crazy.
What are you up to? Look, spin this. Just take your finger and go like that. Spinning on the door handle.
We should just keep one.
When you like spin it, then it like turns different colours. And it like turns
different colours?
Yeah, it like when you spin it, then it's like. It's like blue.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it not one color all the way through?
It's like blue.
What colors is it? I mean, I thought the disc was just like one color all the time.
Wait. Oh, should I tell you why? Because you can see through it and your dress
and
is kind of
no,
like a blue.
It's a sofa. It's a sofa and the blanket. That's
oh, yeah, because it's see, like you can see through. So
you spin it and then you can see different colors.
Yeah, you can see the different colours.
That's interesting. I think I'll leave one there then.
Yeah, do
where's
that.
The other one?
I put it on the sofa. Sofa side,
there you go. Fascinating things. Yeah, hard drive platters.
Look, I'm going to do the same thing again. I'm going to put it in the middle. Next, oh my gosh.
It
there goes
stole,
the other one.
Stole it.
Oh. Here, you can have your bit. Oh my gosh. Still going.
Why don't you keep one of the ball magnets for playing? That's fun. You can keep one. So cool. Well, that was a fun Saturday morning experiment. And now I know how to do that easier. Unless other brands, like, freak me out even worse. This was an old Maxstar and it was harder to get into than I expected it to be. But I've got an old Samsung 120 gig IDE. This was an SATA drive that I stopped using in 2012. So I thought, well, if it stopped using in 2012 and I replaced it with a bigger drive, I wasn't going to need any of the stuff on it anyway. Yes, and it's definitely not going to be working anymore. So
it's in the bin too.
Yeah.
Like
all we have are these ding-dings
and
the two
magnets.
Magnets.
Yeah, that's literally
they're incredible magnets. I mean, I've been told about hard drive magnets for years, but never have
you
I had occasion to
like open them. open it and like play with them.
No, I haven't. I never had the right screws, but I have this wonderful toolkit that I got ages ago from Kirsten, and it's just cool. Many different types of screw heads that we learned about today. Never used any of them before, but now we have. Right, that was fun.